Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about when God is about to bless you with something big, you see the signs. A divine blueprint for your breakthrough. To be in a season of waiting, a time when life feels stagnant, prayers seem unanswered, uncertainty clouds your vision. But remember, God's silence is not his absence. Before a monumental blessing, he often prepares you through divine signs. Hear how to recognize them. Intensified spiritual warfare. The darkest hour is just before the dawn. Suddenly, obstacles multiply, relationships strain, health falter, or doubts scream louder. This is not a coincidence. The enemy senses your impending breakthrough and fights to deter it. Stand firm, like Joseph betrayed by his brothers or David facing Goliath. Your traits are training for triumph. This is here, Psalm 59. Divine isolation. I know, it's so good. No? God removes to reposition. Loved one drift away. Family comfort vanish. You feel alone, but this is holy pruning. Holy pruning means you cut away the branches that is not necessary to gain a bigger harvest. No? It's all the time the same thing. This happened for me, I don't know, 20 times or more. Just as Moses needed wilderness solitude to lead Israel. Your isolation is God's way to removing distraction and deepening your dependence on him. Trust the process. People may walk away, but God is making space for what he is about to do. Then the next. Third, a surge in spiritual hunger. You'll crave God like never before. Prayer becomes oxygen. Scripture feels alive. You are drawn to worship even in exhaustion. This hunger is God's preparation. He is equipping you to steward the blessing ahead. Respond. Cave out quiet moment to listen. As Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. So I'm not a Christian, so I got all this psalm for this year for free from the AI tool, and this is true for every religion. Okay, but mostly my hearers are Christian, they're from Africa. So, and they are unpopular. Unexpected doors open. Divine opportunities defy logic. A random invitation, a sudden provision, small steps that later reveal their purpose. It's building up. Step forward in faith, like Jesus' prison cell leading to Pharaoh's court. God's path often looks illogical until the pieces align. It is so. You think everything is working against you, in reality, the opposite is true. Supernatural peace admits chaos. I tell you one thing, the best meditation at times were in chaos for me. A quiet confidence you can't explain. Then it's there. While circumstances rage, your spirit feels anchored. This is God's assurance that he's really written your victory. Praise in advance, that inexplicable joy. It's a divine preview. Start thanking God now for what's coming. So I meditate and say thank you and so on. So for the Christian, is it this praying? For me, is it meditation? But the results are the same. I speak to God, I don't pray. Okay, that's the difference. No? Instead, all the time the same psalm and so on, I speak directly to God. The promise, your waiting has an expiration date. Every test, every tear, every lonely night is part of a master plan far greater than you imagine. As God told Joseph in the pit, David in the field, and Israel in the wilderness, what the enemy meant for evil, I will use for good to position you for purpose. So the Christian holding on the evil, I think we have only evil inside of ourselves. But it's actually the same. But I think the evil is inside of ourselves. And we have to fight them. And not fight them to accept it, but go off for a path forward. No? So thank you for sharing. You go straight forward. Hold on. Your breakthrough isn't just coming. It's already on the way. Key takeaway from scripture and stories is again Psalm 59. Divine timing is perfect. The Israelis' 40-year wait for the promised land wasn't a delay. It was preparation. Trials preceded triumph. Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness preceded his ministry launch. Your story isn't over. Like the 15-year-old gymnast who won gold by staying present from your early example, what I said in the previous. God rewards those who trust his process. Faith isn't believing God will do what you want. It's trusting him even when he doesn't. As I cannot understand some people. His will happen. Even I'm not a Christian, his will, and God knows it much better than us. What is the best for us? Trust in God. Have faith in God. Even a Christian repeats this in prayer, but nobody believes in that. Now God has to do what I want. What kind of surrender is it? And I see it everywhere. What God is preparing for you, a breakthrough prayer and action steps, a prayer for your season of waiting. Okay. So I've read the Bible, okay, 2 times, so I'm not so good in the Bible, okay? But even as a non-Christ, I have read it 2 times. Most Christians didn't have even read it. Father, I thank you that even when I can't see your hand, I trust your heart. It is the perfect sentence. Father, I thank you that even when I can't see your hand, I trust your heart. As I face mortal battles, isolation and uncertainty, remind me that these are signs of your divine positioning. Strengthen my faith to stand firm. Prune away what no longer serves your purpose for me. Ignite in me a hunger for your presence like never before. Help me recognize the doors you open and walk through them with courage. Give me your peace that surpasses understanding, knowing that what you have prepared for me is far greater than anything I've left behind. In Jesus' name, amen. Aurobindo said it very simple. God drives you out of every oasis to walk you through the desert to find a better oasis. When warfare intensified, put on your armor. Scripture focus, Ephesians 6:10 to 18, the first verse 10 to 18, the armor of God. action, each morning declare, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54:70. Write down a text, fear, doubt, opposition, and counter them with a Bible promise. This I mean, the evil is inside of ourselves. It's not outside. When you feel isolated, learn, lean into God's presence. Scripture, focus, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Action, start a wilderness journal. Document what God is teaching you in the season. List relationships or habits he's removed. Thank him for making space for his blessing. I lost nearly everything before I got the Kundalini. The family, everything, friends, everything. Okay. When spiritual hunger grows, feed it daily. Spiritual focus, Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger for righteousness. Action, set a 10-minute divine appointment with God daily. No request, just worship. Try singing a hymn or sign listening. So the African can sing so beautiful, then do it. Singing is the best. Sing or praise the Lord, but with singing you express much more. You need to express your feelings, and with singing it's much easier to express your feelings, your hunger to the Lord. When doors open, move with discernment. Scripture, focus, Proverbs 5:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Action, for every opportunity, ask, does this align with God's word? Does it require faith? Does it serve others? If yes, take the first step. And not if it aligns with your ego. Your ego is always, for the translation, your evil. Okay? When peace comes, praise in advance. Scripture, focus, Philippians 4:6-6. Pray with thanksgiving. Action, create a thanksgiving list of three things you are grateful for each night, including future blessings as if they are already happened. Okay? Thanksgiving list. Thank you is the most important prayer. There is no better praying than thank you. So then you say, thank you, God, for everything what I got. Then you have a perfect prayer. It's just only three words. I think English is three words. Normal case is only two words. No? Final encouragement. God's preparation is never wasted. The same hands that shape the universe are shaping your story. You are not yet, is not a no, it is a divine. Wait for it. Your not yet is not a no. It is divine. Wait for it. So I'm all the time troubled with this and waiting. Okay, I'm impatient. But even I have to wait. Your assignment this week, pick one action step above and practice it daily. Watch how God moves when you partner with his process. Would you so. Think over what you're doing right now and ask God for advice and do that. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.